Okay. Let's go back and organize. We don't have much of an oil today. Okay. Come on. We had a strange show. So let's try to explain the strength tosis. Okay. Tosis has a question. Mashma, the time of Mishum, the Lekha meeting. So Tosis is explaining the Brisa because of Lekha meeting. Okay. Well, the Yisrael Shuri, and all the Gechovim also. The Tema, Perik, Iki Yafas Torah. There's a fundamental machlokas between the Rambam on the one hand and the Ran on the other hand, what the Heter Yafas Torah is. Because when the Gemara asks about Yafas Torah, what is the Gemara asking about? Obviously not the fact that he's mutter and a goy, because after all, a goy is mutter and a goy. Okay. But it's asking the fact that it is even an Eishas Ish. Okay. So, if you take a look in the Ran, Daphne Zion, he says, Matzino Yagabi of Hastor, Shani Hotson, the Lab, the Nek Kibush Ninu, Rotzalomar. He has a lot of shotim here, then he says, okay, fine. Let me tell you what I really believe. Shakusim ain't Zochim Elu, but Elu, Liknos Kinyagluv Zebuze. Okay? So. So, I mean, someone left the air conditioner on. Okay. So, what does that mean? That there is a unique halacha. Those of you who learned fourth perek of Gittin last year should remember it. That if a guy, let's say, takes another goy as an eved, does not get a kinyan aguf, gets a kinyan maisi yodayim. The Jew gets a kinyan in an eved, gets a kinyan aguf. Now, with that in mind, the Ran says, the moment he captures this woman who's the Yafas Torah, he gets in her kinyan aguf, and that is mafkia the ishus. So there's not a heter for eshes ish disappears, it's gone. So there's no heter for eshes ish. It's not a matter. At all. And that's what it means, Labanei Kibushnin. With that in mind, that does not fit into Tosis. Because what is it? And he says, since a goy does not have, get that sort of a kenyan, so for the goy, it'll always be an Esreshesish. You don't have the situation that there's something that's mutter for one and also for the other. She's always also an Eshes, where there happens to be an Eshes. The Jew has a way of getting rid of the Eshes. Very simple. Oh, now, then he said, "Vein moment shalahem, v'nik v'meich ishus, v'mutter l'kochol ish, shalachi kaimu perek hachol, is deger ma bilan oso bal korcho." He's going with the assumption, and he is a major machlokes rishonim, but he's telling you where he's coming from, that you can be matul this ger bal korcho, and that is why, and this ever bal korcho, and why? Because you own him. Now, it's an eved. Yeah. So the kinyan aguf begins way before. Before the tefillah. The writing is a kinyan. Not all Rishonim agree with this. Okay. Now. So if you take a look at the Rambam Parches, Hilchas, Melachim, Halacha Aleph. Chalutze Atzova, a Jewish army, Kishi Kansu, the Gvul Hagoyim, the Yichbishu Osom, the Yishbu Mehem, Mutter Lohen Leechol, Novelo Sutrefu Psachazir Uchayot Sibo. When a Jewish army invades, that means it has to have a Din Melchomo. That again would not apply nowadays when there is no Din Melchomo. They can eat nevelos, sutrefot, psar chazir, imra'ev, if he's hungry, lo motzabo mayochal, elamachol sesilot harsur, penchos yayin esach. If the only thing he can eat is machol sasuros, he's allowed to do that. That means Muhammad is not only, Muhammad in general is mati ritzicha and mati genev gzela. But now there's another heter Muhammad does. It's matir macholos asuros. Okay. V'chein bo'al isha b'giyusa. I'm talking for Yitzhak. Okay. Yafas Torah is mutter. Wow. So the Rambam has an entirely different approach to Yafas Torah. Yafas Torah, Muhammad is matir and went. Okay. So there's no, she is an Eishas Ish, opposite of the Ran. She is an Eishas Ish. But, Milchomet just is a Mata Machol Sasurus, Mata Yisugoya, Mata Yisugoya, Mata Yisugoya. Okay, so what is Lab Neka? So, Lab, so, this is a major Machokas, we've shown him. What the Heter of Yafas Torah is about. Is it that there is no Eishes Ish? Or, and therefore it's not a matter, or it's or Melchama's a matter. Number one. So we have to get these in perspective. Now, we have an issue. Whack on Daftet Samad Aleph, when I said, Ishchita matur eva machai, who just disappears and the animal is dead. Where I go in with Machol Hutin, chopped up, said it's a matur. You see from Avraham Chesed. Remember you asked that question? Okay. So now we have to address that issue. Rabbi Gaon, Rabbi Feibelson, when you weren't here, came up, Rabbi Mehil Zisurebiya. Give me. Okay. Ram of Kedusha, that should be one around somewhere. There should be one in our local library. Aleph Hilchos Yisurebiya. What happens if you shecht an animal and after Shechita Kshere it's Mefar Cheses and he's Roveya this animal? Are you Chayev? Or not chayev? Mishum, is it a piece of meat or still a live animal? So the Rambam says chayev, perek aleph, halacha yud beis. So if you take a look at Rabbi Akiva Eger, he says, wait a second. He says, after shechita it's dead. his son-in-law, Chassam Sofer, says, and therefore the Rambam must be talking about an achum shechting at Torah, or a goy shechting at, or a Jew shechting at Tmeya. His son-in-law, Chassam Sofer, fighting the family, said, no. So let's try to understand this a little better. So I mentioned that there is a whole discussion. You may have seen it in the beginning of Kisi Adam, or you may not have seen it in the beginning of Kisi Adam. Beginning of Kisi Adam, the Rashba talks about it. Whether exact all sorts of halachos, how we view an animal after its mevacheses, alive with a heter achila, but yet, and or it's dead. Basically, it's a machlokas there in Baba. It's the beginning of Kis Adam, and in Baba Kama, and Baba Mebeis, a big long tosis there, machlokas me and Rabbeinu Tam. That is, if you shecht an animal, now, if you have a live animal that is a balmum, you're going to be pulled to the animal. But let's say you shecht an simul farcheses. Is it a dead animal or a live animal? Major machlokas we shown him. And kama nafkaminas between me and Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. And therefore, whatever Rabbi Hutton said as a Dova Pashut, and they make the Nafkamina also Lagabe, the revia of an animal, the revia of an animal, when it's Mefacheses, Yuchayev Rovei or not. Major Machlokas Rishon. Now, is Rabbi Kiva Eger right if his son was right? Well, there's a Rambam, Hills Erchanach Rambam, that says, you shecht an animal, and it's mefarcheses, it's bar hamodu arocha, and you can be pulled. It's an animal, not a piece of meat. Okay, so what is happening here? There is a basic idea. There are two ways an animal stops being eva min achai. Way, A, it's dead. It's not chai anymore. B, you matter it with shchita, and it's still alive, but we matter the yaseva min achai. Okay. Wow. So, and so now let's just try to understand. What did the Rashba hold about after you shechted? Break that. Mesa. It's dead. Boom. Without any interrupt. It's just dead. So, according to the Rashba, in Reish Lakish, we'll see in a second why Reish Lakish, Rabbi Handler's contribution here. What does Reish Lakish hold? Reish Lakish holds by shechting the kone. Well, everyone holds. Reish Lakish holds psukas hagageras, even with not a miser shechita, the kone is dead. Then, when the kone is dead, because of that, Reish Lakish bichidish is the rei is dead. Then I shecht the veshet. So that means the entire system of breathing is gone. It's dead. Then I shecht the veshet. Then the b'nei me'ayim are dead. And you shecht the, you kill the rei and the b'nei me'ayim. We say the animal is dead. No, but that is Reish Lakish is talking. So when he said dead is dead, because he's passing like Reish Lakish is in the world of Reish Lakish. He's in that world. It's not a matter. In the world of Reish Lakish, according to the psak of the Rashba, Shechita is not a matter. No, Shechita is dead and applies to a goy. Now the Rashba, interesting, if you look in Rashba and Torah Sabayis, He never, ever, ever says that dead is because me it can be there. Could be. Could not be. He take a look in Chedushim, in here in Daf Lamed Gimel. He seems to imply dead is dead, not because of me it can be there. I'm not 100% convinced. My son Rav Naftali tries to convince me. I'm not 100% convinced. Okay. If you take a look in the Ran, when he Ran here in our sugya, when he talks about the issue, he seems to say, "If take a look in the Ran, here." Oh, yeah. Is mutter for one, is mutter for the other. Which would imply that's me and me. Daf Zayin Omid Beis V'Dapi Arif. And he's talking about the bride. So heter is heter. Is that the Rashba? No, could be. Very possibly. Okay, now. So, when the Rashba says dead is dead, and remember he's talking within the world of Resh Lakish. The world of Reb Zeira. Now, does Reb Zeira believe in Murach B'dikul or not believe in Murach B'dikul? Okay, but let's just now try to understand Tosis, then we'll move to other Rishon. He says, ask the Kasha. And he doesn't have a teretz to the Kasha. Elchanami, Shani Akum, the Lab and Eshchitanin. What is he saying? He's saying, then I realized, if you take a look in Chedush HaGrash HaLashas, on Daf Lamed Gimel, there's a letter from Reb Baruch Be'er where he quotes Reb Chaim. He seems to be saying this. So, like this. Yafas Toar Milchomez Amater. And the Gemara says, you can't have a matir if, for one, that's not a matter for the other. Shechita is a matter. You can't have a matter for one, that's not a matter for the other. That would fit with the general Shechita Satosis, but with Kama Dafai involved, that, not Rabbeinu Tam, Shechita, that an animal that's Mefar Cheses is still alive for Pidyon Hekdashis, Revia, for a million different things. It's heter achila. And it would fit, and he says, a mate for one is a mate for the other. And that is what the Gemara says, b'nei kibush ninhu. And Tosis is stuck. And Tosis says like this, nami shayno v'kachovim. So, la b'nei shchita ninhu. But you know, you don't say a mate for one is a mate for the other. Excuse me, you don't say a mate for one is a mate for the other. The Jew was given a mate for Eishas Ish, not a half course Eishas Ish, a mate for Eishas Ish. And that's not making meaning. So here, a Jew is given a mate for Eivim Echai. God wasn't given a mate for Eivim Echai. What's the difference? And he doesn't have a terrace in that kasha. The Rashba will tell them. Let's assume the Rashba. I I didn't have the time, or I'm busy with Chavrusa, to check what the Rajba holds about Yafas Torah. But let's assume the Rajba holds that, if, like the Rambam. Let's assume for, he would say, yeah, Kash is not a Kash. I thought it in Reish Lakish, not in Reb Zeira. Here the Gemara is talking. Here the Gemara is talking Reish Lakish. Dead is dead. Nothing to do with Mata. In Reish Lakish, dead is dead. See, just try to think through exactly how things are working. Tosas is coming from a point of view of Mata for one of the Mata. The Ran is coming from a whole different angle. The Ran is coming from, there is no, B'nai Kibosh doesn't tell me anything about Matirim. Just tell me there's no Ishas Ish. And when he comes, therefore, the Ran, there's no comparison between the two. And Mutter is Mutter. So, and Mutter for one, and Meikah Midah says Mutter for one is Mutter for the other. So it's a very, very easy thing. The Tosfos is coming, me didn't matter. And the Ran is coming, me didn't Mutter. The Rashba doesn't have the problem, because the Rashba, whether he holds me comedian or not, he said dead is dead. So you can't compare the two. Tosis is stuck. He's learning Matir also into Reish Lakish. And he's learning Matir also into Yafas Torah. So then he gets stuck. What about the Rambam? Does the Rambam believe in this whole concept? Or Meikimidi? There are, as I say, what I call internet Judaism, but there are people writing this from too. Among the fake heterim for abortions is the Rambam doesn't believe in Meir Committee. Let's see, we'll get to abortions. Why? Take it without the Rambam. Okay. No. Doesn't work that way. The Rambam talks the lotion of Meir Committee. Rambam says a very simple thing. Has the Rambam paskin Reish Lakish or Reb Zeira? Has the Rambam paskin Ishchita Matir? Rambam paskin Ishchita Samatir. And Rambam paskin was Rambam paskin. There's also Din Matir by Yafas Torah. And the Gemara says, there's no kasha. Meikah Midah doesn't apply to Yafas Torah. Okay? And so it doesn't apply to. It does not apply to Shechita. So how does the Rambam paskin? That if you shecht a cow, it's mefar chesed. For the Jew, it's not Eivim Rechai. If we're going to say Eivim Rechai. So what does he do with the Gemara? One of two things. You take all the pieces and put it together, you can think it through in a very, very simple way. That's how you think through a piece of Gemara. Either Gemara's talking Reish Lakish, and he passes Reb Zeira. Dead is dead. That's Reish Lakish. I passed on Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira didn't believe in Malach HaDikola. Possibility number one. Possibility number two. The Gemara gets down to the end of the Brisa. The Gemara rejects the whole idea that Meikah Midah has any application here. But the Rambam is very clear that the din of Yifas Torah, what does Yifas Torah say? The fact that I have a matir for a Jew and I don't have a matir for a goy, that's not a problem of Nidikim Bidin. And here I have a matir for a Jew and not for a goy. Simple, elementary. It doesn't mean it doesn't hold the Nidikim Bidin. It's a very, very, if you take all the pieces and put them together, it all fits and everyone has their very consistent sheet. What Tosis tried to do and bumped into a problem is he put the fact that Tosis in general, in Baba Kama, that I involved, holds that Shechita is a matir. And therefore, mefarcheses is when it is mefarcheses. It is still alive with a heter achila. So shechita is a matter, and he held Yifas Torah as a matter, and there's no problem matter for one matter for the other one. There's no problem here matter one for another. They put that all into Rish Lakish. Boom! I got a problem. Okay, think about it, chew it, digest it, we'll talk about it. If you just see, I have all the different pieces put in place, and you see each sheet is shown him, and why, where Tosis is coming from. Tosis is a problem. Now, we get to Ubrim, abortions. The Gemara has a pasuk, Shofer Dam Ha'adam, B'dam for Adam Domo Yishofech. Okay. So Tosis begins with a problem. A goy is also is chayiv misa for an abortion. Chayiv al obrim. A Jew is not chayav misa. Making meeting. So Tosis answers. Jew is also. It's not chayav is chayav. It's also is also. It's Tosis. And Tosis doesn't go on with that. You take a look in Tosin Sanhedrin. You may have watched Sanhedrin. Tosis runs into a problem. This is Tosis has a problem. There's halacha, a woman's in childbirth. And it's a breech birth. What is it? What is a breech birth? Breech birth is normally the way a baby comes out, head first. But sometimes the baby is in a funny position. Comes out sideways, it can't get out. And a woman's life is in danger. So the halacha is cholcha, it's uber, you can then go in and cut up the baby and kill it to save the woman. Very clear halacha. Very clear halach. Yotze Rosho, if the baby came out head first and there's a problem because its shoulder got stuck and it can't get out and it's threatening the mother's life, ein docha nefesh im nefesh. It's a Mishnah in Olos, the end of Perek Zion, Olos. Now, Tosus understood the reason you can do that, even though it's Osir, and L'chore it comes under an Isser Ritzicho, but there's no Chiv Misa. So then there's a choice between the mother's life, and she's a Nefesh Gomer, and the Uber's life, who's a Nefesh Eino Gomer, in the Lashon of the Ramban. So the Nefesh Gomer takes precedence over the Nefesh Eino Gomer. Why? Because one is a Chiv Misa, and one is not a Chiv Misa. Okay. Now, on the other hand, if you have a guy for an Uber is a nefesh with a chiyav misa. In the Uber, there's no difference between nefesh gomer and nefesh eino gomer. So then there's no difference, Hotzi Rosh Olah. So for the Jew it's mutter, for the goy it's also. How does that work? That is Tosis Kasha. Of course, yeah, I'm reading the Perek Ben Sora. Yotzer Rosh Enoko, and Enoko Rosh Ben Nefesh. I will call them Shin Yotzer Rosh. Tosis is telling us what is matir, the midwife, to kill the Vlad, to save the mother, the mitzvah hatzolah. Mitzvah hatzolah is the basis of pikuach nefesh. The Rambam writes it, the Ramban writes it, and Tosa seems to say mitzvah hatzolah. So pikuach nefesh of the mother is docha the isur of killing the Uber. And that is the general psak, tense Pekuach Nefesh, that the matter abortion in case if it has all the criteria of Pekuach Nefesh of the mother. Has to be real Pekuach Nefesh in matter is. Okay. But then Tosis has a problem. What is Tosis's problem? There are no mitzvahs to a goy. A goy has seven averis, and that is it. Friends, the Gemara daf ayin gimel amud beis, ayin dalet amud beis. So when the Gemara says the mitzvah din kiddush Hashem by a goy, it says there are seven, there are not eight. So every one, it's the Gemara daf ayin dalet amud beis. So every one of everyone of the different Isurim on a goy have to fall in with one of seven. So therefore, if there's an Isur on an Uber, it is not it's not Gezel, it's not Eva Menachai, it's not a Raya. Go through the list, the only one that fits in it. Okay. So Tos had a problem with the Afshar. I feel the Ove Kolchovim Shari. So I had a headache. How do I understand that? There are no mitzvahs hatzolah. So is there a heter hatzolah independent of a mitzvahs hatzolah or not? Tosis wasn't sure on that. Where is Tosis coming from, a heter hatzolah? That's the question I left at the end of Shir yesterday. The answer, Rabbi Gaon, Rabbi Sapistin, Shomer Gemara, Sanhedrin, Nafayim, Beis, Hamed Beis. Where the Gemara is talking about Rodef. What is the heter to kill a rogue? And the Gemara learns it from the same pasuk as shofech dama odom ba odom yishafech. And wait a second, where is that pasuk stated? That pasuk is in Parshas Noach. By Goyim, it's stated to Noach. So, the Lord talk not talking about a mitzvah hatzolah. The Lord talking about a heta hatzolah. So Tosis is mesupik whether he says efshin. He's not sure if a guy can do it. Why not? Because if it's a mitzvah, there's no mitzvahs by going. If it's a heter, there's a heter hatzolah from the pasuk shuvach dama adam b'adam dam yishafech. There is, and Tosis isn't sure. That is abortions. Now, someone showed me the Tosis Harash. I don't know. Does anyone happen to have a Tosis Harash Sanhedrin here? I didn't bring it. Okay, fine. Okay. What? You have a Tosis Harash. You know, when people... One of the problems with... the whole abortion issue, be frank with you. Last time we learned Sanhedrin here, I was very clear on my Ashura. I couldn't have been clearer. When I finished, people thought I gave a heter for abortions. I was as clear could be. And I realized something my Rebbe Zichrono Torah told me. I put it in my book, Torah Chazal and Science. He had for many reasons. When he learned Gemara, he never skipped sugyas, not real. No, he went straight. I was learning Yevamos with him. And he came to the sugya, Sholosh, Noshim, Hashem, Shmoch, all the inyonim of contraception. I went through it with him. And he said, I was living in Boston at the time, learning with him, with Harusa. He said, I'm skipping it in my shiur. He said, why, you never skip anything? He says, no matter what I say, someone's going to come out with a heter and blame me for it. I don't want that, so I'm skipping the sugya. Okay. Okay. Here, the supposed heter is machok to Mersha, Feinstein and Sitzi—that's like to say that is like the machlokas between me and my 5-year-old grandson. I mean, the par between the two was apparently that level. Sitzi wrote a lot of svarim, but not a major posse. But since he wrote svarim, he made himself available, and people and so, but not in the world of. Chosheh Repulsim is not a major Repulsim. Okay. But one of the things people have is sometimes this Tosis Harash. And that's not a test. Yeah. Tosis Harash says like this. I just want to make sure. El Gabe Goshish, we owe the Efsha, feel the God Shori Lahats, who came in the low Mikri Nefesh. Avo Gabe Exerce, Kodos Hunjim Eschai of Olof. And in parentheses, Vatema. Reb Chaim is very clear in Chidush Reb Chaim Alevi. There are two levels of nefesh. The Ramban says that there's nefesh and nefesh gomor. He said there is no such thing. The reason, so people say it's not a nefesh, the portion is mutter, just for goy, for Jew it's mutter. He's in the middle of Lekamidim. There's no such thing. For a Jew, it's not a nefesh for goy. It is a nefesh. So what's exerce kotzer? But separatism. No separatism, mi kamidim. Hakel is not going against me a committee. He believes in me a committee. But just remember, it has to fit under one of seven different averis. If it doesn't fit under Ratzicha, it's not a Raya, it's not Birkas Hashem, it's not Geneva, it's not Evim Rachai. So what is it? Not Dinim. What is it? Has to be under Ratzicha. And because it comes under Podok, Shofar, Dambo, Odom, Bodo, Domin, Shofar. So it comes under the Yisra Ratzicha. There are seven different things. Apparently he's referring to here a Nevesh Gomer or not. Okay, then Tosis continues. Okay. We afogav the Omer afilu shishovas. What about Goy shishovas? Okay. He says, what is Goy shishovas? Goy shishovas, according to Tosfos, is a very simple thing. We have certain mitzvahs. They are given to us. And they are given to us. What do we say in a siddur? Am chishon asatu. V'yishkenu areilim. It's a given. Someone's not allowed to invade our territory. It's a matonic given to Klal Yisrael. It's a bris between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you want to participate in the bris, you can't. You want to join the bris, you can. Why you're going to participate in the bris, that you're not allowed. Torah Shemopeh is also matona to Klal Yisrael. You can't participate in it. You want to join? Fine. You're not part of the bris. Okay. Then he goes. Im tomar per gin anosha pligi im noig eva menachai betomei or not. Okay. Here is a Jew. If he cuts off the leg of a camel, is he osur? Because of eating from a camel, eating Eva Merachai, is he also twice? How many malchus does he get? Two or one? Paragit Anoshim, Im Noeg Eva Merachai, Betomi Amir Machog of Yisrael, Avu Ben Noach, Derakol Musharim, Als. Avtomi Kitor, Bishal Rabbonin, Avu Gavden Yisrael Musar, Al Eva Merachai, Tomi Mikomako Osulam, Mishum Tomi. Lo ashkachas li Yisrael shori l'ovek l'chomim otzer el ramei adome einoig el b'meim atorah. No. So Tao Tosis now has found one mandoma that doesn't believe in making me ramei. More than that. Or does something else. Tosfos says the fact you have me a committee doesn't have to be the same issue. It may be a different issue. Eva Menachai for Behemoth Tmeya is for me also. In fact, that leg of the camel is also because of a camel. Like I need a camel. For Goy, it's also Eva Menachai. I just can't have, I can't have mutter for one and not mutter for the other. Then Tosfos goes on. Okay, we'll stop here. I covered an awful lot of ground today. Chaz it over, digest it, see how the whole... At this point, you know enough about Shechita, the whole thing should come. Now, there is a Tosis that tests on an Aleph, right? Someone should have shot his hand up about that, right? Or not. Torashi says, Behema b'chayeho, Cheskes Isser Omedes. What? Achi Yivod Locho Bama Nishchata. So what does Rashi say? That's where Rabbi Hutton previously said. Eva Menachai. Rishonim. What does the Rashba jump on Rashi there and say? Shechita's not a matter. Eva Menachai. Well, it's Mason. That's why the Rashba jumps with his kasha. Okay.